This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack. But with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. My name is Scott Watley and we appreciate you being with us. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com. There you'll find a lot of great companies to do business with. We have a help box right there on our homepage. You can send us any message through there. And then, as I always mention, our helpline is there for you 24/7. That is 303-333-HELP, 303-333-4357. Well, good to have you in the studio, and you know the name already, on KLZ quite a bit. As a contributor a lot of times by calling in, also as an advertiser and partner with us here with KLZ 560, Wally Godby with Thunderstorm Roofing. Wally, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.
I want to get you in because, man, we've been having a lot of different storms all around, and I just want to, again, we just want to educate our listeners what to do when these storms hit. So hail damage comes up a lot, and we always talk about it. But actually, a guy asked me, then he goes, what does it really do to your roof? I mean, if water's not pouring in, I mean, why is it a big deal, you know, to get somebody out to look at it after a hailstorm? So fill us in there.
Most roofs in Colorado are composition shingles. And that's they're called composition because they're asphalt and fiberglass together. The fiberglass is what gives it strength. The asphalt is what gives it its waterproofing ability. And then the color that you see on top are granules, gravel granules that are real ground up really small. And they're there for two purposes. One is the aesthetic. That's what gives you the color that you choose to look at.
Right.
Second reason is that the granules protect the asphalt that's in the shingle from the sun to keep it from drying out. Because once asphalt dries out, it doesn't keep its water tightness. And then that's when the shingles are going to start to crumble and you're going to have issues with them. What happens when you get hail damage is that hailstones, depending on the severity of the storm, you have up and down drafts. So the more up drafts that you have, the more times that the hail goes back up and it continues to build in size. So a lot of times those hailstones are dropping from several thousand feet. And if they're a golf ball size and they're frozen hard, that's hitting your roof out of extreme velocity, and what it does is when it hits the shingle, it causes what we call a bruise, and it will be a round circle, and it pushes all the granules down into the asphalt, and so the asphalt underneath that is exposed. Well, over a period of time, if you don't replace the roof, then that asphalt where those hail hits are is going to be exposed to the sun, and it's going to lose its ability to be watertight. Okay. Now, all roofs are designed so that when you layer the shingles starting from the bottom going up, you have double coverage. But you've compromised the integrity of the exposed part of the shingle, and that's why you have hail damage and why that the insurance companies replace them.
Gotcha. Again, the number 720-541-0705, Thunderstorm Roofing. And you can also check out their website, thunderstormroofing.net. And so let's talk about this. What should a homeowner do? A lot of times it comes up. What do we do first? Do we call the insurance company? Do we call you? What do you recommend?
I recommend you call me or another roofer if you've got somebody you've worked with in the past. Have them do a check of your roof first to see if you've got any hail damage. The problem with filing a claim just because you have hail, if the insurance company comes out and they determine that there is no damage or not enough damage to exceed your deductible so that there's a zero payout, in most cases, you are still going to end up with a claim on your record. So when it comes up for renewal, there's what's called the CLUE report, and every insurance company, they're all tied to this database, so they can all look at prior claims histories whether you're with another company or not. So when you're looking to change, they can look back at your claims history. Most people tend to not want to file claims if they don't have to, but then you have the people that they call for every little thing and sure, they end up with a ton of claims, they get canceled, things like that happen. The other thing that happens with a lot of folks is they call their insurance agent, And the agent says, well, get three roofers to come out and look at it and get bids and then get them to me and we'll figure out what to do. The reason that they tell you to do that is because if an insurance agent has too many claims filed from their office, in other words, they have a database of the clients that they insure. If they have too many of those clients that file hail claims, then the insurance company in the next year is going to lower the compensation that they give that insurance agent.
Okay.
So the agents are trying to protect the amount of claims that are being filed. So if you're calling three roofers and looking for estimates, you're really wasting a lot of people's time. You know, you're wasting the time of three roofers, plus you're wasting your time to meet those three roofers to get those estimates. And the reason I say that is because that, and I'll explain it this way. If you have a $10 insurance claim for your roof and you have a dollar deductible, your policy and state law says you have to pay the first dollar, the deductible, first, and then the insurance company will pay up to the other $9 when all those costs are incurred. So if you get a roofer, if you hire a roofer that says, well, I can do it for $8, you still have a dollar deductible, so the insurance is only going to pay you $7, and they're going to keep $2. They're not going to give you the extra money to pocket, and a lot of people are under that misconception that if I put it out to bid, the only way that you're going to do that, and I very rarely see this happen, and most of the time it's if you own your home free and clear, the insurance company will just write you a check for all of the damage up front.
Mm-hmm.
Very rarely do I ever see that happen. Because there's another factor that plays into this is called depreciation. So going back to my example of $10, you have a dollar deductible, they're paying $9, you're paying $1. Out of that $9, depending on how old your roof is when they look at it, they may give you $6 of it up front. That's called the actual cash value or the ACV. The other $3 is the RCV or the replacement cost value. So they give you the $6 check up front, and then the roofer has to send in a final bill at the end that says, hey, all the work is done. We did it for $10, so please send the other $3 to the homeowner so that they can pay me. If you get the roofer to do it for $8, but he bills the insurance company for $10, that's fraudulent billing. And if you're complicit in it and the insurance company finds out, they could bring up charges against you and the roofer for doing that. Chances are probably pretty slim that that's going to happen, but it's blatantly against the law.
Mm-hmm.
In Colorado, it's also in 2013, the state legislature passed a bill that said it is illegal for roofers to waive any part of your deductible. So if you get a roofer that knocks on the door and says, hey, I'll do it for what the insurance money pays, and if you have a $1,000 deductible or less, I'll cover the deductible, you don't have any money out of pocket, you can use that person if you wish, but you're breaking the law when you do that. Now, one thing that I do is that if I have a person that I'm working with and they refer me to five neighbors and I end up with five jobs from those neighbors, I give them $100 for each referral that they give me.
Out of your pocket?
Out of my pocket.
Correct.
So if they want to put that towards covering their deductible or they want to take their wife to dinner, whatever they want to do with it, I'm giving them $100 off of their bill for each of those people that I end up doing work for. So that's one way that you can work towards lessening your deductible.
Right.
But for a roofer to just flat out say, I'm going to cover your deductible or I'll cover half of it, it's illegal for them to do that.
Yeah. And there's no, I mean, unless water's coming through your house, 99.9% of the time, there's no rug. Don't let somebody pressure you into saying, you've got to get this fixed right now. You don't.
Unless it's an extreme hailstorm that breaks skylights, most of the time, you're not going to have water in the house as a result of the hail damage.
Right.
Now, during the hailstorm, because it's a severe thunderstorm, you can get a tremendous amount of water. The gutters will fill up with hail. The water's overflowing. You can get some damage that will, because a lot of times it will backflow over the top of the gutter into your soffit and end up coming down the inside wall of your house, something like that. But that's just because of the storm itself at the time that it happened. Colorado, we don't get those severe thunderstorms. You know, we're not like Florida or other places that thunderstorms are a daily occurrence. Mm-hmm. And so once that storm is over, you've got your gutters cleaned back out. The gutters are going to function. Everything's going to be fine. You know, you may have, my point is you may have damage from the initial storm, but once that's done and you're cleaned up, you're probably not going to be leaking unless you have a broken skylight. And in that case, you can call me. I'll come out. I'll tarp it. Make sure that you're going to be watertight. Those are emergency services that the insurance company will reimburse. In my case, I don't ever charge you up front for that. I'm going to charge it on the back end when I'm working with you on getting the roof done.
Gotcha. We got to take a short break. We'll be back with more with Wally Godby, Thunderstorm Roofing. We'll come back. Wally, let's talk about what a contract should look like. What all should be included on a contract, and what are some other things, maybe beside the roof, then, that you have to replace? We'll be right back.
The big question, can rates continue to drop? Have you taken advantage of these low rates, or are you still waiting? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, to get that low rate, to lower your payment, or to take cash out for home improvement, or just pay off debt and save even more. Call 720-895-0500. Have you applied for a loan and been treated like just another number? Or is no one listening to what you want? Never get the same person when you call to find out your status? Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where we've been providing personalized service since 2001. We want to know what you want. We listen to you and find the loan that fits you, all with lower fees and low rates. We will save you time and thousands in unnecessary expense and interest. 720-895-0500. Want to pay off your home faster without changing your spending habits? Want to see how much you can save when you use a broker who knows Colorado? We offer low down payment loans, purchase loans to 95% without mortgage insurance, and customized terms. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, and be treated with respect again. NMLS 298191, regulated by DORA, equal credit lender.
Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Listen, I've trusted my pets to Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center for over 11 years, and you can too. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they believe all pets deserve to have a good life. Whether your furry friend needs a checkup, advanced medical care surgery, boarding, grooming, obedience training, food, care products, or hey, just toys, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center has you covered. Open 7 days a week for your convenience, and they're located at 8681 East Lincoln Avenue in Lone Tree. Learn more at LoneTreeVet.com or give them a call, 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050. Tell them Scott sent you.
The tingling and numbness in your feet started a long time ago, and it's only gotten worse. It's finally getting to the point where you can't sleep at night. It's starting to affect your balance, and although your doctor prescribed medication, you worry about the side effects. Dr. Dean Anderson, chiropractor with Front Range Medical Center, offers an advanced treatment for peripheral neuropathy that can greatly reduce your nerve pain. Regain feeling and mobility without taking prescription medications. At Front Range Medical Center, Dr. Anderson and his team treat the source of the nerve pain using one of the most advanced forms of electronic medicine to help their patients experience long-term success. You know the problem won't go away on its own. Call Dr. Dean Anderson today and mention Haystack Help Radio to receive a $27 consultation, including a neuropathy-specific exam and a review of your health history. Find out whether or not you could be a candidate for this advanced treatment. Call 720-851-9694, 720-851-9694. You have nothing to lose but pain.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. You're just getting in the car, turn on the radio. My name is Scott Watley, Wally Godby in studio, Thunderstorm Roofing. And once again, you'll hear Wally on Drive Radio and Rush to Reason, and has been a terrific partner here for us. And helped a lot of people here at the station, actually, with the roofs, and helping a few friends of mine right now as well. So I wanted to get Wally on and let you learn more about him and his company, 720-541-0705, 720-541-0705, thunderstormroofing.net. So, Wally, you run across a lot of people. I mean, I'm sure you're not the only one that goes out and bids these, so you run across some of the other things that you see from other companies. So what would you say that you take pride in that kind of sets you apart?
the devil is in the details. And it comes down to the detail work that you're doing, particularly around penetrations, chimneys, swamp coolers, skylights. I did a skylight repair up in Evergreen a couple weeks ago. They had another roofer look at it. And when you have a leaking skylight, you typically do what we call a water test. He didn't do a water test. He just said you need a new bubble. He ordered a new skylight, put a new skylight bubble on, didn't touch anything on the curb, still leaked. I went up, I tore off all the shingles around it, I pulled off all the flashings, I ice and watered the box, reflashed it, reshingled it, put the bubble back on. They got 4 inches of snow and rain that night, and I've not heard back from them since that it has leaked. Is a very simple process. It's just taking the pride in how that you do things, making sure that when you're done that you're leaving the job as I strive to leave it as clean or cleaner than I found it.
Sure.
Sometimes, you know, based on backyards and conditions and things, you can't do that, but that's always the goal.
Right.
If we're doing gutters, we try to leave the gutters on during the stripping process of the roof to catch as much of the little debris as we can. We clean them out. Typically, my crew takes the gutter hangers out, and then that way when the gutter guy comes to replace the gutters, all he's got to do is pull the gutters down. Sometimes we end up taking the gutters down before he shows up, but I try to coordinate those so that one is being done right after the other.
Okay.
So the other thing I... you know, and I'm not faulting homeowners for trying to save some money and do some things, but I looked at a roof the other day that husband had done 10 years ago. They were having all kinds of issues.
And let me guess, he wasn't a roofer.
He in fact, hired somebody to finish it, but the problem was he had done the bottom edges all the way around the house, and he's complete, because of the style of shingle that he installed, he's completely missing a row of shingles. Plus, he had no overhang, so the water is literally running down the roof and right into their soffit area. And she wanted me to repair it, and I said, I'll give you a bid to replace it, but because of the style of shingle, it's not something I'm interested in trying to repair because of the amount of work. And it's not that we're not interested in doing hard work,
sure.
But the style of shingle, it's a very hard shingle to work with to try and take out and repair and put back. And on top of that, he's missing a whole row of shingles. So you end up fudging rows down and you don't get the coverage that you're required to do and things like that. But there were other issues there.
So it's quite safe to say a homeowner trying to do that can cause more damage by doing trying to save a few dollars.
They can.
Yeah.
I had another one replaced last fall that her son had done the roof for her, trying to save her some money. And he had installed everything completely wrong, and due to leaks, that's why I got referred to her. And we were gonna replace just the area of roof that was leaking, because that's what she could afford to do, and then hope that they got hail. Well, then she got hail literally the week before we were gonna start the repair, and I ended up getting her whole roof replaced due to the hailstorm. But she's not had any leaks since that we redid the house either. And you know, and I give her some kudos for
sure.
Trying to help mom and save some money, but in, you know, a lot of cases, they end up costing you more money because you got to then turn around and get it redone and pay full price for it.
Have you ever seen in a case where, you know, in June, a storm hits, you get a new roof, August, a storm hits and does enough damage where somebody literally needs a roof replaced within a 90-day period?
Yes.
Oh, my. That's got to be expensive for the insurance guy. And you're probably going to get dropped, right?
And I won't mention where I heard this, but okay. I heard a guy on a radio show said literally the inspector had left an hour earlier from inspecting the roof he had just had put on, and it got hailed out again an hour after it was inspected.
Wow.
So.
Now we mentioned, of course, you do residential mostly, I guess, but
yes.
Commercially, you're open to that as well. So kind of give us your range on commercial products or roofs.
I tend to lean towards EPDM, which is a black rubber. How do I say this? The feelings this day is you got to do everything energy efficient. So everybody wants a reflective roof. In Colorado, we heat our buildings more than we cool them. So why do you want to put on a white roof that's going to reflect all the sun in the wintertime instead of absorbing that sun and heating your and trying to help heat your building? The other thing is that black rubber has the longest longevity of any flat roofing product that's out there. So we remember Colorado Mills from 2017.
Sure.
That had I'm not sure if it was a PVC or a TPO roof on it, but it was not rubber. It was, I believe, about 16 years old, which is right at the point where it starts, those type of roofs start getting brittle. Had it had an EPDM roof on it when that storm hit, they would have had broken skylights and they would have had damaged mechanicals, but they would have not had the flooding and the roof damage that they did, because they literally ended up with hundreds of thousands of little penetrations through the roof because of the age of it and how brittle it was.
Gotcha. Once again, Wally Godby has been our guest, Thunderstorm Roofing, 720-541-0705, 720-541-0705. And as I mentioned, you'll hear him on Drive Radio, Rush to Reason. His website, thunderstormroofing.net. So let's last couple of minutes here. Let's talk about the process of this. So I think I may have some damage. I call you first. You come out. You go, yep, call your insurance company. What are the next steps then? And how long does it kind of take? And I realize you're at the mercy of the insurance company for what they do. But what are you kind of looking from that you first coming out and inspecting it to completed roof?
Well, to a completed roof, that's all at the mercy of the insurance
sure.
company, because sometimes it can take a week to get a supplement approved. I had a problem this winter with an insurance company that I submitted some supplement stuff and they didn't touch them for 10 weeks. And it took me calling back, and really I spent 3 hours over 2 days on the phone trying to get 4 claims settled with the same insurance company because that they hadn't done anything with them. So that can be at the mercy. If I come out and meet with the insurance adjuster, a lot of times I can settle everything right on the spot so we can get it done.
Yeah.
In the case of the house that we're doing finishing today, the only issue that I had on that was the extra attic vents that we added, and he paid for them. They put it in the claim as a cost when incurred. So he's given me the permission to do it. I know he's going to pay for it. I just have to bill him for it and send him a photo with the final bill showing that I added the extra attic vents. But I settled everything, and I just met with that adjuster about a week and a half ago. And we were able to get on it right away and get it done.
Good.
So there's a lot of advantages to having me meet with the adjuster. But first thing is, give a call, inspect the roof before you file the claim, unless you just absolutely know that you're beat up.
Right.
And then I can explain the claims process to you. It generally takes 3 days to a couple weeks to get the insurance adjuster out, depending on how bad the storm is and how quickly people have called and filled up their schedule. And then after that, it's the time to do the supplement, get the supplement approved. And the biggest reason for doing the supplement first and getting it approved is to protect you. Because a lot of roofers will do the work, and then they'll put all this extra stuff as a supplement on the final bill. And when the insurance company comes back and says, well, we can't verify any of this because you've already replaced it, you didn't send us any pictures, so we're not going to pay for it. And then the roofer's saying, well, Mr. Homeowner, I did the work.
Somebody so is.
I want you to pay me
right.
for it. Now, if I do that, what I do, and I did this with a roof last week, I put in writing to that person, because I wanted to get the roof done for them, and I said, I'm going to assume the risk that if I don't get these supplements approved, I'm not charging you for it. And they let me go ahead and do the roof. I'm hoping to get the final bill with the supplement sent off this weekend on it, but we did it last Friday was when we did the roof.
Okay.
And it wasn't very big. Yeah. There's not a lot of liability there on my part, but, you know, if you're going to do something like that with a roofer,
get it in writing.
Get it in writing that if they're not doing the supplement first, they're assuming the risk that if it's not paid for, that they're going to cover it and not you.
And get everything in writing, anything you do, get it in writing.
As I tell insurance adjusters when I call them and I ask them to send something to me in writing, I'll say, it's not that I don't trust you, but I don't trust you.
All right.
I need it in writing.
Well, again, we promise you can trust Wally Godbey, and that's why he is on our shows. And Rush to Reason, Drive Radio, you can catch Wally there quite a bit. And you'll hear Wally calling in from time to time here on Haystack and our Sportsman of Colorado show as well. But his number once again, 720-541-0705. Wally will come out and take a look, no charge for you, 720-541-0705. Wally, thanks for spending some time. Thanks for all you do on the station.
Thank you for asking me in.
You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
After an accident, think about Flesh and Beck Law. After your accident, you didn't think it was a big deal. You didn't think you were injured. You didn't think you'd ever hurt that much. You didn't think you'd have to miss work. You didn't think physical therapy would take so long. You didn't think there'd be so many hospital bills. You didn't think that the insurance company would take so long and give so little. You definitely didn't think you'd ever be in this situation, but you are. After an accident, think Flesh and Beck Law. Flesh and Beck have the experience and the knowledge to think about all the details you didn't know you'd have to worry about. They will answer all of your questions and help you to determine if you are entitled to compensation for your pain and suffering. After an accident, think Flesh and Beck Law. 303-806-8886. 303-806-8886. Call today to find out if they can help you.
Don't let mosquitoes disrupt your family fun at your next barbecue or keep the kids from camping out in the backyard. Hey, this is Scott Watley, and I'm very happy that our outdoor activities have been mosquito-free for the last 4 years thanks to the fine folks at Mosquito Authority. Their mission is to help protect you and your family from mosquitoes and the diseases they carry. And did you know when your dog or cat is bitten by a mosquito, heartworm is one of the most common infections? At Mosquito Authority, they guarantee you won't be bothered by mosquitoes between treatments. And if you are, hey, all you have to do is call. They'll come back out, reassess your property, and if necessary, retreat at no additional charge. No contracts, no commitments, and best of all, no mosquitoes. Call 303-688-2847. That's 303-688-2847. Or visit mosquitoauthority.com.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
David R. Cishon, certified estate planner and registered financial consultant, specializes in working with people who are planning for retirement and retired clients who want to preserve and grow their assets.
Education is the greatest equalizer is my theme. It's always been. More people know, the better their decisions are, the more comfortable they become. So when people come in, we take, some people say, an excessive amount of time learning about the client themselves, who they are, what are their feelings. I don't care how much assets they have. If their assets are important to them, that's critical to me.
Call now for your free consultation with David Cishon of Householder Group. 720-482-1917. That's 720-482-1917. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Householder Group Estate and Retirement Specialist, LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Denver's Afternoon Rush. Rush to Reason is coming up at 3. Now, back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome to Your Health Matters, sponsored by Integrated Health Systems. Traditional medicine has left you frustrated. You've seen doctor after doctor searching for answers, only to feel more confused than ever. Chiropractic neurologist Dr. Shane Stedman, along with his team at Integrated Health Systems, does the detective work you need to identify causes, not just treat your symptoms. Using a team approach to combine functional medicine with neurology, Integrated Health Systems spends the necessary time with each client to find out what's really going on. Thanks to Dr. Stedman and his team, many clients who struggle with debilitating health issues have finally found relief. Now, Haystack Health Radio proudly presents Your Health Matters.
And we would like to welcome you to Your Health Matters. My name is Scott Whatley, and we appreciate you being with us. Integrated Health Systems, Dr. Shane Stedman joins us now. Dr. Stedman, how are you, sir?
I'm good, Scott. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Hey, it looked like you had a great weekend, and I was texting this morning. You hit a couple of concerts, so hey, give us a little review on who you saw and how they were.
Man, it was a concert weekend in Denver.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was awesome. I went to Billy Joel on Thursday. That was great. Billy Joel did a great job.
How old is that guy, man? I remember.
I think he's 80.
Man, it's unreal. And he still delivered,
huh? Amazing. Oh, yeah, he did a good job. I mean, he played, and his band was great, and a lot of energy, so it was good. And Zac Brown is probably one of my favorite bands out there. So, I mean, just the amount of talent is unreal. So that was a great concert, and I didn't have tickets to the Rolling Stones, so I couldn't make it a triple.
Trifecta.
Trifecta, that would have been awesome. I think I saw somebody on my Facebook, a friend of mine, that made it a trifecta, and I was like, well, that's a lot of music.
Man, that is, absolutely. Again, Integrated Health Systems, they are on with us each week, and usually Dr. Stedman, but every once in a while we'll get some other team members from Integrated Health Systems, and we just try to go over things that will help you with your health. And Dr. Stedman covers a lot of different areas there with his practice, and maybe we'll kind of reset that before we get out of here today for you that are just now tuning in. But last week we talked about the thyroid quite a bit, and we wanted to continue that a little bit more today because it is an area that a lot of misunderstandings about, and a lot of people are affected with thyroid issues. And Dr. Stedman, I was reading something this morning just to get your thoughts on, and it says really five things you did not know about your thyroid was the name of this article I was reading. And one, it was said it's the butterfly-shaped gland, and so it kind of talked about that. But then what got me on the four things it mentioned here, it said the thyroid produces hormones that affect your metabolism or how fast or slow your brain, heart, muscles, liver, and other parts of your body work. And I know you've always said it affects everything, but when you break it down in just those four deals, a thyroid's pretty important to keep healthy.
Yeah, it is. When you think about low thyroid function, those are actually the complaints that people come in with. That's almost kind of some of those giveaways that somebody has a low thyroid. So their digestive system slows down. So you'll see them, they're constipated, they're bloated, they can have reflux. Just your digestive system slows. Your recovery time slows down. So you go to the gym or you do something and you just ache for a longer period than you should. Mm-hmm. Your weight is slow to come off. So you work out and you really don't get the benefits that you're looking for. So you work out harder, you still don't see the benefits.
Sure.
Your brain is slow. So processing speed is slow. Everybody says they're in a brain fog. You even have like depression. So your mood is sluggish. So it's like when you kind of add those up, and then add energy. When you add those up, people with low thyroid come in saying, I have gas, bloating, constipation, depression, muscle joint ache. I'm tired all the time. I can't function. I'm brain fogged and depressed. I think I said those. And that's kind of what they come in. And usually when you kind of see that grouping, you're like, I wonder if your thyroid is off. It's pretty, pretty common. But yeah, heart. I mean, we didn't reach hearts. So if your heart is slow, then you see a lot of cold hands, cold feet, and people are cold all the time. So, we tend to kind of laugh at our friends that, it's August and they're wearing a sweater,
Yeah, sure.
It's because they're cold, because they can't pump that blood as fast as efficient as they should. The other things that are slow as well is regeneration of tissue. So you see like dry, flaky skin. the fingernails don't grow as strong and as fast as they should. The hair doesn't grow as strong and as fast as they should. And their eyebrows don't grow as they should. So you start seeing the eyebrows thin, the hair is thinning, the nails are dry and brittle, their hair breaks off, and their skin is really dry and flaky.
Right, right. Now, when it says on the liver, I mean, we've already touched on that. So how does the thyroid affect the liver?
You know, it actually impacts the detoxification system of the liver. So as far as clearing things out, so imagine kind of like that same sluggishness in your detox system, so you don't clear stuff out. So you might, someone might see maybe hypersensitivity to smells and perfumes and chemicals and deodorants, you know, so you just, because you can't clear out toxins, so you kind of, you can build up and become a little bit, they call it dose dependent, or meaning that it doesn't take much to set you off like you used to be able to handle. And so you'll see some of those things. Also, your skin or your liver is a detox organ, and so is your skin. So if your liver isn't clearing out as well as it should, then you can see people that have like acne issues or skin issues or eczema, because your all that stuff has to clear out somehow. So if it doesn't go through your liver, then your skin is affected, and then they complain of eczema.
Wow. Okay. Now, when it said in that article, you know, it said to reset your metabolism. We hear that term a lot. So when we use that, what are we actually resetting there? I mean, the word metabolism is a big word. So what is it resetting the thyroid a little bit, and or what other parts is it resetting to do that?
So what you're looking at is the thyroid gland, when it produces the hormone, so it produces T4. And T4 is just four iodine molecules attached together. So that's why they call it T4. And then your body takes those four iodine and it takes one off. And that's called T3. So now you have three iodine molecules. Well, T3 is actually what activates your cells. So your T3 is what turns on the mitochondria and activates the metabolism. So when you don't make enough T4, which doesn't convert to T3, then your metabolism is slow. So if you give somebody T4, and the traditional medications are like Synthroid, levothyroxine, tyrosine, you know, you give somebody T4, well, you're hoping that converts to T3. And then people start losing weight, they feel better, and on and on and on. So that's usually how that works, is you've got to have T3. Mm-hmm. That's what really turns things on. It fires up the system, and it gets it going.
Right. Dr. Shane Steadman's our guest. Integrated Health Systems is the company. If you'd like to get a free consultation with Dr. Steadman, all you have to do is call 303-781-5617, and they will get you fixed up. Now, another thing I read here on this five things, it said your thyroid loves iodine. Explain that. Or it needs iodine.
Yeah, you need iodine. So what's really kind of cool is inside the thyroid glands, you have iodine. And so your thyroid takes those iodine molecules and then sticks them together. And actually inside, so for all the people who just like to geek out for 30 seconds, inside the thyroid gland, it actually makes what's called T1 and T2. So it actually makes these molecules that have one iodine and two iodine. And it kind of makes like this really cool ribbon. So it's almost like a manufacturing plant. So it kind of makes this cool manufacturing plant where what comes down the conveyor belt is like T1s and T2s. And so your thyroid kind of breaks, you know, splits them off on the conveyor belt, so to speak. And so then they become T4. So most of what comes out of the thyroid gland is like T2 plus another T2. So it takes all these iodine molecules, and that's what makes T4. So you have to have iodine. But the crazy thing out there is that you only need, I believe it's like 60 microunits or 65 microunits a day of iodine to make your thyroid work, which means it doesn't take that much. I think it's like the amount that's on the very tip of a pen.
Right.
Is all that you need.
So it's not like something you need to probably supplement.
No, I mean, yeah. There are certain cases, but they're kind of saying in the United States that's kind of the rarity. If you go outside of the United States, you know, you definitely see more of the iodine deficiency. But you look at the amount of salt intake that we in the United States consume,
yeah,
it's all iodine salt. I mean, we get more than enough iodine in this country. So that's one of the kind of one of the back and forth the conversations that people may hear out there is usually around iodine.
Sure. Now, when people come in and, you know, you guys get into your initial consultation and all, and I know you were one of the best at that, and you really spend time with people, and that's one thing everybody loves about it. They feel like they can finally go to a place where a doctor listens to them and really tries to figure out their past history and how they're feeling now. Usually, can you tell by just what they're telling you? Or, and I know, you know, I've always just done the blood work with you, and that really shows everything. So usually at that, is that that first step, is getting that blood work after you hear how they describe their own symptoms?
Yeah, this morning, actually, we did a consultation this morning on a thyroid case. And, I listened to her history. So, I mean, her history was fatigue, weight gain, digestive issues, hormone issues, dizzy when she stands, and pain all over. So that was her main complaints.
Wow.
And then she was diagnosed with hypothyroidism, and then later on diagnosed with Hashimoto's, which is autoimmune. So I'm like, okay, this all kind of matches, you know, what you kind of see in the thyroid. You know, so I said, hey, what blood work have you had ran? And she said, well, I've only had a TSH ran, which we've talked about on this show. You got to have all the other markers. So she's only had one marker ran, and then she had a red blood cell, white blood cell panel, and that was it. So she's like, I really haven't had anything comprehensive in a really long time. You know, so on this patient, we're actually just running a comprehensive. And I said, you know, what's nice about the comprehensive blood panel, is that if you have thyroid dysfunction, then we can see how the liver is working, and we can see how the immune system is working, and the inflammation, and the blood sugar, and, you know, we get to see a lot of the other systems and say, is the thyroid the only system that's malfunctioning, or are there other systems that are being impacted? Yeah, so the history usually gives us the clues that this is probably a thyroid issue, but the blood work tells us what else is being impacted by the dysfunction that the patient has.
Wow. Now, another area we always get into with thyroid is the hypo or hyper. So kind of define those two and then how you approach those from fixing it for us.
Yeah. So the opposite end of the spectrum is your hyperthyroid or Graves' disease is pretty well known. And hyper, you know, it's pretty easy. You just pretty much take all the symptoms that you would see with hypo and you just flip them to the opposite side. So people have a very fast heart rate. So sometimes you can actually get up there to, you know, I think I've seen 144 beats per minute, you know, just sitting there.
Wow.
So their heart rate is really fast. They cannot keep any weight on. So they can eat and eat and eat and eat and eat, and they just never seem to gain weight. They have to go to the bathroom several times a day. So like your hypothyroid patients are constipated. People with too much thyroid end up going to the bathroom like I've seen up to 10 times a day. You know, their digestive system's moving so fast, which is not good because it means you're probably not absorbing as much as you should. You're just eliminating it so quick. They're usually shaky and jittery. Their mind is racing. So instead of kind of being sluggish and depressed, they tend to be anxious and they can't go to sleep because their brain won't shut off. So it's literally like the almost the exact opposite. And it goes back to your question is like, you know, what kind of resets that system is the hormone. So if all of a sudden you have way too much hormone, and it's just turning everything on, you're just like throwing gas on the fire. It just won't stop and just keeps going and going and going and going. So you got to find a way to, you know, to calm down that hyperthyroid or Graves' disease. And this is traditionally where you get into to your traditional medicine because you can't sustain that for too long or you're going to have a bunch of other issues. So usually those people kind of figure that out fast and they end up in their doctor's office.
Sure. Dr. Shane Steadman is with us. We've got to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about those hormones and really one of the biggest myths. Usually when we hear that word, we automatically think of the female side, but Dr. Steadman's going to explain it also can hit us, gentlemen, on the male side. We'll be right back.
Got a road trip planned for getting ready for your next outdoor adventure? Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at D&D Tire Service. At D&D Tire Service in Parker and Aurora, they understand automotive issues can be a headache, and they never come at a convenient time. D&D Tire Service is family-owned and operated and is truly your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. All tires are reduced, and for a limited time, there are some great rebates saving you up to $200. From belts to tires, wiper blades, oil changes, D&D Tire Service has you covered. For the location nearest you, call 303-699-7337. That's 303-699-7337. D&D Tire Service is the official auto repair shop of Sportsman of Colorado Radio. Let D&D Tire Service keep you and your family safe on the roads. DNDTireService.com.
Ladies, I know you're tired of walking into the local gun store and seeing the same old thing. So let me tell you about Rampart Firearms. Just a quarter mile up Highway 67 off of Santa Fe and Sedalia, you will find a great selection of guns, ammo, tactical, and personal defense weapons. And if you or your spouse love to hunt, Rampart Firearms is a great stop for all of your hunting needs. Shotguns, rifles, pistols, anything from predator hunting to your next big game trip. Head to Rampart Firearms at the foot of the Rockies. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And you will only pay a 4% tax on your purchase. RampartFirearms.com, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050.
Stack Optical has been providing the most comprehensive quality eye and vision care for over 50 years. Stack Optical is a family-owned business, and they're proud to be one of the few optical offices that have their own on-site eyeglass production and eyeglass repair studio. Your one-stop shop for all of your vision needs, eye exams, glasses, and contacts. And don't forget about the Stack Sports Pack. Let owner and certified optician Alan Stack customize a pair of specialized glasses that will make your next outing on the golf course or on the gun range better than ever before. Call today for your $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Or check them out at stackoptical.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Your Health Matters. Dr. Shane Steadman is with us, Integrated Health Systems. 303-781-5617 is their number. And once again, I want to thank Dr. Steadman for giving our listeners here at Haystack Health a free consultation. So, and again, he covers a lot of different areas. We may have time to hit, just recap all the different things that he covers there at his office. But mainly today, we're talking about thyroid. And Dr. Steadman, I talked about, you know, the hormone side of it. And yes, while most of that tends to go female, it is very possible for men to have hormone conditions too.
Oh, absolutely. You know, because when you start looking at all the different reasons that a thyroid can become imbalanced, I mean, it's not gender specific, you know, and they usually range from inflammation to stress, hormones, even liver function. You know, we talked about earlier how the thyroid can cause the liver to be sluggish, but also liver issues can cause hypothyroidism too, because, you know, we talked about the T4 converting to T3, mm-hmm. and 60% of that takes place in the liver. Wow. That's a large amount. And the other 20, there's another 20% that takes place in your digestive tract. So if somebody has a liver issue and a digestive issue, that can actually be a cause for hypothyroid imbalances, or I should say thyroid imbalances. Mm-hmm. You know, so men and women aren't, you know, it's not a gender specific whether or not you have gut issues or liver issues, you know, that happens in both. I think we tend to see it a little bit more in women because some of the hormonal components that can play a role. You know, there's a lot of autoimmunities that sometimes play more of a role with, like, childbirth and things like that. So sometimes you'll see with certain conditions, they might favor women a little bit more because of genetic makeup or physiology or, you know, hormones that guys don't quite have the same types of physiology. But it definitely is found in men as well.
Right. And, you know, sometimes I don't know if supplement's the right word or medication that sometimes people have to take with thyroid. But I would think some people may be listening to this going, oh, well, you know, he is describing this, but I'll just
go find some kind of supplement I can take for my thyroid. That's probably not a wise thing to do until you're ordered that by someone like yourself, right?
Yeah, absolutely. The thyroid, there's easily 22 possibilities for thyroid dysfunction. And so just to go buy a supplement is not really the best idea. You know, you'll hear people talk about selenium and iodine and tyrosine and kelp and, you know, all these things like that. But those are very, very few things. And actually in the United States, it's more known that most of it is autoimmune related. So your immune system is actually the cause. You know, so you do see people who go and they get thyroid supplements, but that doesn't address the immune system. So they may or may not feel better, but the immune system is actually the culprit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there's so many things from again, I say like your causes are stress, inflammation, liver, gut, estrogen, testosterone, progesterone, serotonin, dopamine, just to name a few. So like you can literally give somebody, you know, like a liver supporting supplement, and that actually helps their thyroid. So I think just kind of going to the store and be like, hey, I'm going to pick this up. Yeah, it's always a gamble. If it works, great. If it doesn't, then it's probably something else.
Sure. And, you know, I don't know how much this is in your area of the thyroid cancer, but do people usually have to neglect something for a long time for it to get to a cancer thing, or is it like the typical word cancer, that word, C word, can, you know, come up at any time for someone?
Yeah, cancer is definitely kind of a different animal with thyroid. And it's not along the lines of if neglected, it turns into cancer. Usually if you have something that's cancerous, and I don't even know the stats on that to give people, but, you know, the thing with cancer and the thyroid is that it's a very, very, very small percent of the population that have it, which is really nice. And most of the cancer that's in the thyroid is actually benign, which is a really good thing. So out of all the thyroid conditions, I believe it's like 2% of the population, you know, could have cancer. And I think out of that, it's like a percent might be malignant, meaning that it's bad. So you do run across them every once in a while, but the nice thing about the thyroid is it's not super common to see that. And usually, which kind of sounds weird sometimes with the thyroid, but it's like almost the more dysfunctional it is, or if it has a lot of nodules or goiters, it's almost like the worse it is on the outside, then the more benign it is. And so it's kind of scary that sometimes you have this one little bump that's in your throat that you happen to feel one day, and that actually might be something that could be more cancerous. You know, it's really kind of fascinating on the thyroid, how what you think is not always how it plays out. So that's why you get a good workup and find somebody who knows how to evaluate all aspects of it and get it checked out.
And I think that's key right there, and what you said right there at the end, knows how to evaluate all aspects, because if you don't and you just try to correct something on one blood result or something like that in one little area, you may be missing a lot of other parts, and that's why integrated health systems.
Absolutely. That's why we named it that, because it's so integrated. You gotta kind of come at it from all angles and make sure you're on the right track.
Sure. Once again, Dr. Shane Steadman is with us. Integrated Health Systems, 303-781-5617 is his number. And Dr. Steadman, I mentioned this a couple times, so we got a couple minutes here. For those that maybe haven't heard all the different things you cover, and again, we clearly say you're a chiropractor and all, but, you know, with many, many degrees and different schooling things that you've done, you teach other doctors religiously all throughout the year. So take just a moment and kind of give us that overall picture of your practice.
Yeah, overall, and this is great. You know, so what I told the consult today, you know, she came in for the thyroid issue, and you know, I told her, I was like, hey, we're going to, you know, our first exam is really you're getting our team. You know, so our team consists of Jess, who's the nutritionist. She also knows functional medicine and holistic health really, really well. She's getting her master's degree, so she's still learning even more. You know, think you know a lot, and then you realize there's so much more out there. You know, but she does the history, and she does a really long history, so we can figure out everything about you. We have paperwork, so we can figure out everything about you. You know, myself or Dr. Maynard, we end up doing more of the physical and neurological exams. So, you know, palpating the thyroid, looking at brain function, looking at hair and skin and nails and blood pressure and heart rate and, you know, pulling all those things out. We have a counselor on hand that they always check in on the exams, and we make sure, like, you know, is there stress that's caused this? Is there other things going on in somebody's life? So having the counselors has been a really big piece. You know, and then our staff does all the preliminary work. You know, so you kind of, you get to see our counselors, the docs, the nutritionist, our staff. And then actually where we're going to be adding in this month, which will be kind of fun, kind of more on the neuro side, but we're actually bringing in an optometrist that actually knows functional medicine. He knows neurology too. So we're actually going to have eyes covered in here. He's going to be in here a couple times a month. But that's going to be really great for, you know, whether or not we need to get into prisms and concussion rehab or visual issues and double vision and all these kind of really weird cases that we see. We're going to bring in that doc who actually knows a lot of what we know, plus all the eye stuff. So we're just going to make ourselves even stronger.
Even stronger. Right. Absolutely. Well, good deal. Well, Dr. Stedman, hey, I know you're busy and we appreciate you taking time each week to be with us. Integrated Health Systems, give them a call, 303-781-5617. Make sure you, when you do, you mention you heard him here on Your Health Matters, and it's integratedhealthdenver.com. So Dr. Stedman, thank you very much, sir, and we appreciate it.
Thanks, Scott.
All right, have a good day.
Call Integrated Health Systems now for a free consultation, 303-781-5617. That's 303-781-5617. To book your consultation online, visit integratedhealthdenver.com. Thank you for listening to Your Health Matters. Be sure to join Dr. Shane Stedman live every Monday at 12:30 p.m. on KLZ 560.
The views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.